Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate. Olala Njinga is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime brain source member, the CEO of Yellowwood Group, author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. We're talking about small business owner enthusiasm. What's driving the enthusiasm? If there's a breakdown, what's causing it, right, Olala?
That's where we're going.
You know, I do remember. I'm going to tell you something I've never said on the show before. When I had my consulting company, I had customers that part of what they wanted me to do was literally represent them in the marketplace. Now I did arm's length work for people, but I had a couple of customers who said, I want to give you a business card. I want to make you a vice president of my company. I want you to go and represent me. And it was something I could do, and it was business, and I did it. And I never felt bad. I mean, I always thought, well, you know, this is another way for me to, I mean, I was a vice president you could rent. So I was either becoming a vice president under my own card or under their card.
Okay.
And I did it because it was called business.
Right.
It was called survival. So I don't think there's anything you in the last segment. You talked about people who are running a business, but also, you know, looking for a job on the side. You know, I wonder if maybe it was a little bit of what I just said. I don't know.
And it might be. I mean, and the times are a little different. And so that fractional use kind of employee,
yep, that's a good
is
way
becoming
to say it.
More. Becoming more of a demand because small businesses can't absorb an FTE or a PTE. And so being able to have someone that can protect your business, represent your business, and has your best interest
full-time
at heart.
Full-time employee, part-time employee is what you mean.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the acronym.
That's okay.
Being able to have someone that knows the ins and outs of your business well enough to be able to represent it, putting their name on a business card, it seems like a small price to pay for someone who doesn't mind kind of keeping it under their hat,
mm-hmm.
but representing you in the best possible light. And I think there's going to be an uptick of that as we go to 2014, because I think there is a bit of pessimism across the small business community,
yeah.
about growth.
Well,
right?
There's no
and
question.
So now we're,
there's no
we're
question
preserving.
That survey after survey. And I'm talking about the NFIB survey, the Tatum survey, which I also report on. That's a national survey. And my own polling of my own audience, Olala, my website and in our newsletter, we poll our own audience about these things. And time after time, the sentiment is down. The sentiment is not good. And here's what concerns me, and I think this is appropriate to stick it in here, Olala, and that is that even the people who are doing good, even the companies who are not reporting they're reporting growth, they're reporting that their business is good, even those people seem to not be enthusiastic about the future.
Right.
You know what I mean? Remember,
yes.
remember when business owners, when you meet a business owner, and not only was their business good, but they weren't afraid of saying that.
Right.
They you know what I mean? It's whenever,
absolutely.
Seriously, when you talk today, when you talk to small business owners, it's almost like they're afraid to say it because they don't want to tempt fate.
Exactly.
Seeing that?
Absolutely. The ones who I know are doing really well say things are okay. They really downplay whether or not they're doing okay. And it's a shame that we are in a day and time where we have to downplay success. Like, I think that says a lot
but
about what weighs on the shoulders of small business owners.
Well, and I'll tell you something. That attitude, if we could turn that attitude around, never mind doing anything to grow the economy, but if we turn that attitude around, I think that would be worth a percent of growth right there. Just making small businesses positive about the future. Not one new sale, but just feel positive about the future. That could change things right there.
Definitely. And it's hard because, you know, misery loves company. So when one is down, they find someone else
to talk to. It's contagious.
It's contagious. You know, and enthusiasm is contagious, and so is, you know, pessimism. So.
And this is the part that Washington doesn't get, Olala.
Yes.
Because they don't realize that their inability to function, their inability, and the anti-business policies and rhetoric that's coming out of Washington and the inability for those people to lead, they don't realize what a damping effect it's putting on Main Street.
Yes. That's a hard thing to measure because there's no report about that. But if they would just spend a little bit of time in Small Business America, real Small Business America, not what they're calling small business, but real Small Business America, right here in our towns, talk to people, the people who have less than 20 employees, because those are the people who are sitting right on that fence of what should I do? Should I close this thing down? Should I keep going? You know, I have people who depend on me, I have responsibilities, but I'm worn down because I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what Washington doesn't
talk
about.
Well, even when the economy is going good, if you're not running your company good, well, and in fact, you know, that happens, right? People start businesses that should never started them. And they're great employees, but they're not good business owners. Even when the economy is good, those people say, okay, this didn't work out, I'm going to go get a job, and they do.
And they do.
But now what you're saying is you fear that they're feeling trapped.
Definitely. Trapped, there's no way out.
That's right.
And there's no good resources to tap into to kind of reignite.
Hold on to that thought, Olala. I got to take a quick break. Okay. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.